Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Have y'all ever look at something or read a story about something and then it just doesn't register? It could be that you're just blanking on the understanding of it or something. And I'm thinking that this story is not written the right way to fully understand the situation. It doesn't paint the picture that needs to be painted. So I went through it quickly this morning before I came to work. So here in Extra Funny, we can take the time to really go through it. First of all, the headline, the clickbait of it, reads, an Uber driver in Connecticut asked to use a customer's bathroom, then exposed himself.
Oh.
Well, isn't that what you do in the bathroom, is expose yourself?
Yeah, I guess.
Did he expose before he got to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Or after?
Well, that's what you would think. And then what had happened was police say that they received a report from an Uber driver who asked a customer if he could use the customer's bathroom after he dropped him off at home. A few minutes later, the driver opened the door himself and was seen pleasing himself. So he asked the customer, can I come in and use your bathroom? And then did he go use the bathroom and then expose himself, or the guy said okay? But if the guy would have said okay, then he wouldn't have opened the door himself. They wouldn't have written it that way. Right. To say he opened the door himself.
Right.
And then they also used the word himself very closely to that, which is another confusing way to write. After a few minutes, the driver opened the door, which himself doesn't need to be there in that instance. The driver opened the door.
Right.
So you said the driver opened the door. Of course, it's himself.
Right.
Yeah.
And was seen pleasing himself.
Whoa.
So he said, can I use your restroom? And then he opened the door to the house and then was immediately going to town on himself.
I think what had happened in my head, this is what happened. He asked to use the bathroom, but didn't want to actually go to the bathroom. He wanted to do that in the bathroom and he didn't make it.
He said, I'm going to do it in the house somewhere.
Yeah.
Right here in your foyer.
So it said he was seen pleasing himself. So does that mean that it's an eyewitness report from the homeowner?
Yeah. Yeah, because who called the police? The homeowner?
I'm assuming. But was he seen on camera? Was he seen?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You see what I mean? They don't give you the details to really... You paint the picture of how it went down.
It's a terrible writer.
I mean, even if it did go down at all, he may have still, been aroused.
Very possible.
You get it?
Very possible.
I don't know.
But what kind of unfightable urge are you having where you're just, I'm forcing my way into this house because I got to do this.
Yeah. Oh, I've always wanted to masturbate in this neighborhood.
Maybe he took a pill or something and just couldn't.
Yeah, I don't know. But, where's that medicine?
Yeah.
It's like, I've always wanted to masturbate in this neighborhood. We had a guy that worked for us. He was a producer, like an executive producer of the show. And we did this radio contest where you could win a concert in your backyard. And there was a, you know, radio stations used to do this a lot, especially top 40 stations. Country still does a lot of artists. They call them showcases, where if a person is young and up and coming and they have one hit or something on the radio, you can get them to come in and do these contest winners and stuff. So it was a backyard barbecue that the listeners had won. And it ended up being in a really, really nice house on the lake with the pool and, you know, the whole deal. But we were all gathered up in the kitchen talking to the owners of the house and saying, you know, thank you for having us. Thanks for listening, doing all of that. And the executive producer guy comes from another room in the, like, toward the back of the house and walks up and says, and the owners can hear him go, "This is the nicest house I've ever taken a shit in."
Okay. Was I there for that or have... Was I there for that?
I don't know. Maybe. Did you work with, his name started with a D?
Yes. Okay. I was in, an up and coming singer was there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Katie Tiz.
Yes. Katie Tiz. Mm-hmm. I was there and I remember that. And I think I crawled in a hole.
I was just like, get out of here. First of all, he showed up looking like he was on some stage of parole as a homeless person.
Always.
It's a pool party, and he shows up wearing knockoff Uggs with his jeans tucked down into him. Ugh. And we're like, what are you
doing? You just made the hair stand up on my neck.
And just crude.
He was the worst.
When it came to stuff like that, he was bad.
I mean,
I liked him, but it was that kind of stuff I couldn't handle.
And he was fine at his job, but you're right, fashion wasn't his thing.
Fashion or manners.
Or manners.
Yeah.
Tooth. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, he and I quarreled a lot.
I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Was it because y'all were so similar in things that you liked? No. Not necessarily like dress.
Excuse you.
Well, no, because he was kind of like, he was into
Star Wars kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a little nerdy.
I don't know. I just know he always rubbed me the wrong way.
Because he thought he knew everything.
And I think a lot of times was joking around and stuff, and his personality didn't seem like he was joking. It just seemed like he was abrasive at times if you didn't know him.
He was trying to be a comedian.
I liked him, but except when it came to making a fool of us.
Yeah, right.
No, just in stuff like that, being crude and dirty looking.
Yeah.
When he's supposed to be representing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking dumps in mansions.
Oh, God. No.
And even if he had to do
his insurance.
You know, first of all, I don't know why, unless you're sick and it's an emergency, mm-hmm. why you would have to go number two in somebody else's house that you don't even know.
Right.
You're a one-time only guest
mm-hmm.
in this house. Why would you have to go do that unless it was an emergency? Yeah. And obviously it wasn't an emergency because he was just like, it was leisure.
Right.
Yeah. It was a leisure activity for him.
Might as well get one in before I got to hit the road.
He's like, just this to be is a nice bathroom. Yeah.
Just to be able to say I took a dump in the mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yep.
Just nasty. You're nasty.
That was the nicest house I've ever been inside, dude.
Yeah, I think the man of that couple, I think, well, no. Oh, my God. No. I got them confused. But I think the man in that couple was a major league pitcher, right?
Yeah.
He had jerseys on the wall. Yeah. Yes. Like in his basement or something.
He was a retired major league pitcher.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming back. And I felt terrible that day. And I can tell the producer that took, you know, that in the bathroom that I even waited to throw up until I left. And I was so hungover. What did we do the night before? I don't know. We did something the night before. I was not feeling good. Yeah. And I didn't even do that in the bathroom.
Yeah.
What a crew we have. Huh?
What a crew.
Yeah, sorry.
I waited to throw up. Oh, man.
Our producer's taking a dump in front of Sister Hazel. BRB. Jeez, a whiz. Lindsay's so puking.
I'm puking. And I really was.
The dead of summer. It's like, you know, 95 and humid.
The question is always like, how much longer?
Yeah.
Like, do we have to wait until she's finished singing? You know, is that whole thing?
Yeah. She was really cool, though.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah. Mm. Where'd she go?
She probably, I don't know.
Was she foreign?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know. I thought she had an accent.
Wait, I think she was British.
Was she?
I remember her having an accent.
Yeah, I think so. Let me check it.
She's probably saying that about you.
Yeah. I remember.
The hungover girl.
Yeah.
You don't look too well. Somebody's taking a dump.
She's from the UK.
We were both hung up. Me and Katie Tiz were both hung up. I think we did something the night before. I can't remember. Was it a concert or some type thing?
It would have been in a club or something, probably.
Yeah. And I remember me and Katie talking about how we were hungover together. I don't know. Good time. You know, time to be alive.
I know.
What a time.
27 and free. You know what I mean?
What a world.
Hey, Jizz was real cute.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
She's blonde? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember her being cute. But, you know, the world of radio.
Yeah, what a scene.
And there you are, just trying to explain to people that you get paid to get hung over.
Right. You don't understand. This was a work thing.
But Lindsay, try these teriyaki wings. They're delicious.
Oh, and that's another thing. This is the kind of stuff, too, that irks me. That guy, they were out there, you know, grilling. It was a company that came and did the grilling and everything. A catering company. And as soon as the first burgers came off the grill, the very first person to grab a plate and a bun and fix himself a burger was that guy.
I remember.
It's like, we have 100 guests here. Our guests, you know, hang back a little bit.
Yeah.
Let everybody start getting theirs before you do.
Like, you know, you're the one hosting, you know?
God. Like, just like no thought of you know no societal grace.
And you know what? He's still like that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think he was just born that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had no clue. Right. Bless it.
Oh, good times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good times and great oldies.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
More extra funny next.
I just got the cutest summer sun hats from Eric Javits. You want to protect your skin, you want to protect your face this summer, and Eric Javits has pretty much every style you can think of. I have a cute wide-brim straw hat. It is going to be my new go-to for this pool season at the beach, at the pool. It's super cute. So you have to check out everything Eric Javits has to offer. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use code TJ for 20% off. That's tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 20% off.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I cooked salmon last night for the family. Mm-hmm. Don't you hate when people say salmon?
Yeah.
Salmon.
So the windows and the, you know, to the big door to the screen porch, have to open that, you know, the vent blowing, you know, sucking it out on the, over the stove and all. But I still, when I woke up this morning, the house smelled like salmon.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh. What a way to start the day.
But I love it. How do you make it? You grill it or you put it on the pan?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of salmon. Jody loves it. And I'm not a big fan. I don't like meaty fish. I like flaky fish.
Okay.
But I seasoned. First of all, you have to pat the salmon dry. Mm-hmm. It helps form that crust over the top of it. So I did that and then put the seasonings on it. And, you know, just a typical Old Bay and Tony Sachery's. Mm-hmm. And then I put olive oil and butter in a cast iron skillet.
Mm.
And then just like 4 minutes on each side.
Mm. So good.
Mm-hmm.
You like salmon Riggins?
No, not really.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I mean, you can, it's so easy to get it dry and to overcook it. But Jody doesn't like it the way it, you know, when people serve salmon, almost rare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like, if it's shining, I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I'm the same way.
And I think the, they say the perfect temperature, internal temperature of salmon is 145.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably take it to like 150.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's such a, I mean, it's such a small window.
Mm-hmm.
Either it's, you know, not cooked enough for her or then it's going to be dry.
I would rather it dry though than undercooked. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, you know.
That's when you pour the yum yum on it.
Yeah,
if it's dry, you gotta you gotta do something to fix it.
Absolutely,
drench it.
Oh man, I love that stuff.
Same. Mm.
I call it the Asian ranch.
Yeah, it is
Asian ranch. Yeah.
My brother ordered a wedge salad over the weekend when we were out of town, and he ordered. And he was like, "Instead of blue cheese, can I get ranch?" I was like, "You white trash piece of you know." I mean, the wedge salad is kind of known for having blue cheese dressing on it. Mm-hmm. Then just get a regular salad if you want it with ranch. He's like, "No blue cheese crumbles, no blue cheese dressing."
But the wedge is good.
He like, well, it's a hunk of iceberg lettuce with a couple of tomatoes or. I don't even know what else was on.
I think the idea of cutting it is exciting for people. I don't know. Like, I think
but that's why I never order a wedge salad because I hate blue cheese.
Yeah, I would get ranch too, but it was just like swap that out with you know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's something. It's what Ace did. I remember right, or did he like blue cheese?
He loved the blue cheese.
Okay.
I love a good salad with, but he loved what my grandmother would always call a green salad.
A green salad.
A green salad, because it's not so potato salad, not pasta salad, you know, whatever. It's a green salad.
Yeah.
And any kind of green salad you would throw in front of him, he loved it. Mm-hmm. He said, I love a good salad.
Oh, man.
I just about have anything. I would rather have a good salad than anything.
A good salad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, Rob, is it you that gets the Caesar with ranch, like instead of Caesar dressing? Somebody I know does that. They get the croutons and the romaine lettuce with ranch.
I'm okay with that.
I'm sure it's fine, but it's definitely not a Caesar salad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but.
But I love Caesar.
I do too.
I do too. Mm,
hail Caesar salad.
Yeah.
Hail it. Hail it. I had a Cobb salad over the weekend. It was really good.
Yeah. Did it have black olives on it and ham and all that?
It had bacon, cheese, boiled egg. It even had avocado in it, tomatoes. Mm. I think that was it.
Now, I thought that tore your tummy up, those salads.
It does.
Oh.
It does.
So you just.
What happened, it was lunchtime, and if I eat like a big, my brother got a double burger. It was like, I don't know, 2 p.m. I was like, if I eat that, I'm going to need to be, out. I'm going to be passed out for an hour. Yeah. I can't do that.
Yeah.
So I got the Cobb salad because it was going to get a little something, but. Yeah, I was rather actually surprisingly
out,
fine.
Rather than in the bathroom?
Yeah, no doubt. But yeah, I turned out to be fine.
Yeah, that's good. Maybe it's really certain good. Lettuces that...
Yeah, maybe.
Because you know how real great... I mean, leafy lettuce, you know? I like an iceberg.
I do, too. I love iceberg and romaine. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to massage my... That's what they always say about kale salads. You got to really massage it to make it... It's like, if it's that tough...
If I have to chew for like 20 seconds on one little piece,
That ain't for me.
If it's not refreshing in my mouth, it's not a good salad. I want it. I want that lettuce to be cold and crisp.
Yes. And ranchy.
When I bite into it, it should taste like freshness.
Yeah.
My salads are never healthy because I put so much dressing on them. I mean.
And then if you're going to put the regular ranch on it, then you just might as well hit it with the cheese and the bacon.
It's hardly a salad.
But it's good.
That's another thing. Ace used to love those bacon bits. They're just so crunchy, like bacon grape nuts.
Oh, Bacos, I think they're called. Yeah.
He loved that.
So,
put some Bacos on it.
God, so weird.
Put a little butter, a little. And he'd put a little butter, a little sour cream, a little.
Talking about the baked potato.
Yeah, put the bakers on the baked potato.
Do they still make bakers? I have not seen those in.
They do.
Since I was little.
Yeah. But you know, now they make a bag of what is supposed to be real bacon. It's in a thick Ziploc bag.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be dangerous for me.
Mm-hmm.
Pinching it off there.
Oh, man. He was like, those bacos all over everything.
Meanwhile, they're like great nuts.
Yeah, I mean, he would kill it at Ruby Tuesday.
Hell yeah.
You remember, he'd go up there. It's like he couldn't even hardly wait for the server to get over and take your order. And he's already up there. Well, I know what I'm getting.
Yeah. And we'd eat out a lot, and everybody'd get normal stuff, but he'd regularly get a salad. But then that after he's done with his salad 20 minutes before everybody else is done, then he starts eyeballing everybody else's plate. Mia.
Let me get a fry.
There's always steal. Let me steal a fry from you.
Steal a couple fries.
It's
like, let's just get fries for the table. That'd be perfect. Let's just order some fries. Yeah. Like, I just want one. And you keep eating them.
You've had like 20.
Yeah, we'll get them. It's okay. $2. Don't worry about it.
Finally, you're just like, you take them.
Yeah.
You take them.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah.
Kind of put me on the spot here, buddy. But sure.
Let me steal a couple of fries. He always stole energy drinks from Rob. He goes, Rob, can I steal one of your knots? Can I steal one of your knots?
Yeah. I'll get you back. Rob said he always got them.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, because those aren't cheap.
But he's not hitting you back with fries at the Ruby Tuesday.
Rarely.
No.
He's really damn stealing those.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want some of my salad? No, these are French fries. Like, I don't want your salad.
Oh, you got to try this salad. Well, I've had lettuce and ranch. And
We know what that is.
It's not like a special recipe.
I bet the day Ruby Tuesday took out their buffet-like salad bar, he was devastated.
Yeah. During COVID.
Yeah. They don't
have it anymore.
Probably not.
How do you have a Ruby Tuesday without the salad bar?
Yeah, that's the only thing I can even think of eating there.
Yeah.
Mm. You know who loves a salad bar and acts like a little kid in the toy store if we go to a place with a salad bar? His handsome husband, Michael.
Mm. Oh, really?
I mean, there's a place, it's a legendary restaurant in Mooresville, North Carolina, where we live. It's called Bad Daddy's. Big Daddy's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a seafood place. And they have an old school salad bar. And he basically hops up there to it. You know, he's so excited to get that. And you think you eat a lot of ranch?
Mm-hmm.
He puts so much ranch on it. Because when you have access to the spoon and you can get all you want. I mean, I don't know how he ate it. He had so much of it piled on his plate.
I don't do all that.
I mean, it's just crazy.
He has that ladle. It's just like, oh, God.
Yeah, to get to go to a salad bar. Because he doesn't, well, yeah, he'll order a salad a lot of times as like a grilled chicken Caesar salad and stuff like that. But to a salad bar to a true Southerner, I mean.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does he eat like his wife, Jenny? I mean, is he always with she eats a lot of fast food?
The bar food.
No.
Yeah, like bar.
No, he eats half of what she eats most of the time. Yeah.
And healthier?
Not really. Not really healthier, but yeah, she's not going to just order a salad for a meal.
No.
Never. Unless she can break up a double cheeseburger into it.
Which incredible.
Yeah.
Not opposed to.
Mm.
Think about that, though. Her last meal of the day every night is a McDouble. Basket of fries, which is not even on the menu. You order a basket of fries at McDonald's and a large strawberry shake.
It is something I am so envious of. I mean, I've never been more envious of a person in my life. Yeah. It's truly, I mean.
It's amazing. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
Yeah. And never, it's like I think she's the same weight that she was in high school. I think that's what she says. But she's been married to Michael for almost 10 years now, I think. And then they dated a long time before that. And he says she's the exact same size as when they met.
If there's one person I want to be, it's her. I hope you're listening. I want to be you. And I don't say that about anybody. Oh, all the good food.
If I drank a large shake once a week, it would add 10 pounds to my ass.
Same.
And men don't even gain weight in their ass.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I can dream about that and gain a pound.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's insane. Mm.
And then right before somewhere and Jody's trying to order, you know, salmon or something healthy or whatever, Jenny would go, oh, grow up, Jody.
grow up. I did. That's why I'm not eating milkshakes as an adult twice of every night.
9 p.m. Yeah.
I don't have a strawberry shake in one hand and a beer in the other.
Yeah. I did grow up. You grow up.
Yeah. It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is events. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.